Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Well, hello and welcome back to the Faithfully Beautiful with Manda podcast. I am so honored to be with you this next 6 weeks when we start this series called Peeling Back the Layers. This has been such a crucial part of my journey with Christ is delving deeper into the layers of who I am and actually who he created me to be. So the Six Layers series is going to be covering a couple of different areas. I want you to imagine an onion, and I want you to think about peeling an onion and how we pull off the outer layer and then we dig into the other layers and then you get into the heart of the onion. So as we're going through this process over the next couple of weeks, I want you to be thinking about that as we start to peel back the layers on who we are and who we were created to be in Christ, that this will all start to make sense and kind of lead you on a new journey to maybe discovering your identity in Christ, or maybe starting to find the beauty that you have hidden for so long in Christ. And there's just so much to peeling back the layers of who we are. So this is going to be a six-week study. And so this week, we're going to talk about the tough outer layer, the tough exterior of a person. I'm going to share with you a little bit about me, and then we'll go from there. So week two, we're going to talk about pulling back the layers of our identity. Week three will be about pulling back the layers of our beauty. Week four, pulling back the layers of our bodies. Week five, pulling back the layers of our hearts. And week six, we'll kind of take this whole thing and wrap it all together so that you may have the opportunity to maybe leave the peeling behind and leave yourself open to the heart of what Christ has for you. So as we take a look at ourselves and we take a look at that outer layer of an onion or the outer layer of us, we kind of start to see things in a different perspective. For me, my outer layer has been described as aloof, tough, cold, guarded, standoffish, distance, and a few others that can be looked at as not so nice. Until recently, all those descriptions, you know, really was a true description of what my outer layer was. I was tough. I acted tough. I didn't allow anybody to break through that tough outer exterior. I've always protected my heart and my feelings by being tough, putting off that tough girl kind of persona. And a lot of that was because I didn't want to disappoint anybody. I didn't want them to see how fragile and broken I really was. And if somebody happened to break through, like my husband, my outer layer, each layer under that, I have pretty well protected, because of my past, because of my experiences. I am just a very guarded person, or should I say I was a very guarded person. I've always tried to hide the real me. So as I've been on this journey to become this confident, empowered, beautiful woman that God has designed me to be, I've had to learn to start peeling back each one of those layers that we're going to talk about in this series. So for me, that first layer, that tough outer layer, was is pretty hard to crack for most people. And as I have been learning and reading God's word, I've realized that I don't need to hide who I am. I need to know that when I need to hide and I need to feel comfort and I get scared, that I need to run to Him and seek refuge in Him, and seek His supporting hands to give me comfort. So Psalm 69:29, "But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me." I need to be protected. I have been hurt. I've been in pain. And I thought I needed to self-protect. I was always trying to lean on my own understanding and what I thought I needed to do. I never asked God to step in for me, to protect me. And the journey has allowed me to open up that tough outer exterior and start to really let God penetrate each and every layer until He reaches my heart. And I will tell you that it's not an easy process. It can be very painful. It can be exciting. It can be so many gamuts of emotions that run through going through this process. But I don't have to hide anymore in darkness, which is where I have spent decades in darkness. Most of it's self-inflicted darkness, but some of it is past experience. He does. He offers me that hiding place. In Psalm 32:7 from the Living Bible, "You are my hiding place from every storm of life. You even keep me from getting into trouble. You surround me with songs of victory." He is my hiding place in the storms of life now. I go to Him when I am hurt, or when I am facing difficult challenges, or just really need somewhere to go. I think at times we all just need that place that we need to go where it's quiet and we can let things go. And He is that place. He is my hiding place in every storm of life. He can even keep me out of trouble. I tend to find myself getting my own self in trouble by things I say or by things I do, sometimes very innocently with the things I say, but sometimes not so innocently. I say things that hurt my husband, that hurt my children, that may hurt my friends. And sometimes I say things and I just don't. They're just not mean to be hurtful or harm anybody, but it might. So He even saves me from getting myself into more trouble than I probably already get into. And then He surrounds me with songs of victory. And for me, every time I overcome something, whether it's a fear or a struggle or anything that I'm just facing that seems beyond what I can do, He surrounds me. And when I overcome that because of Him and because of my faith in Him, the victories are so much sweeter. The celebration is so much sweeter. Although I tend to be one who doesn't allow myself to celebrate the victories, but I know that He celebrates them for me. And hopefully as I continue to grow, I will learn that I can celebrate those victories in Him. Because I'd built up such a tough outer layer, and because the pain and the storms, I wouldn't allow anyone else's love to penetrate it. Yet I find now asking myself, basically Psalm 40:11, "Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me." So instead of me protecting myself, I am now asking God to have His love and His faithfulness for me protect me. I don't need to protect myself. I mean, there is times where we do have to protect ourselves from sticking our hand on a hot stove or some of those things. But when it really comes down to it and we're trying to protect our heart, because of his love and his faithfulness, we don't have to protect it as much because he's protecting it for us. We don't have to be so guarded and just block everybody out. I mean, literally for 2 decades, I had shut myself off from the world. I didn't have any friends. I didn't want any friends. I didn't want anybody to see me. I didn't want anybody to just be able to break through who I was. For one, I really didn't know who I was. I didn't have an identity. I didn't have that secureness, that confidence in myself. And so I didn't want anybody else to see me. And even after all my weight loss, you know, here I thought, oh, if I lose the weight, then I will be, I'll be so happy and everything will be great. And it still didn't happen. You know, 9 years after losing the 120 pounds, I still, one, saw that 253 pound woman staring in the mirror back at me and all of her flaws and brokenness and fragileness and hurt and pain and lies for 9 years. And it wasn't until, you know, in the last year where I have begun to realize that I don't have to be that anymore. I don't have to self-protect. I don't have to rely on me. I don't have to rely on my own understanding, which is a really bad place to be for me. I can rely on him and I can allow him to protect me. I never wanted to set myself up for the chance to fail because that was part of my issues is that I didn't want to disappoint anybody. I'd set myself, well, if it can't be perfect, I'm not even going to attempt it. I had basically paralyzed myself with these things, with perfection, with fear, with doubt. But God showed me that I needed to pursue wisdom. I needed to pursue an understanding that was greater than myself. And in Proverbs 4:6, it states, "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." As the journey and the walk has begun or is continuing, you will learn that through God's word and through your experiences and applying God's word to your experiences, that you truly can allow wisdom to protect you because you are getting more knowledgeable in God's word. You're getting more knowledgeable in how to handle certain experiences and certain situations. And then you begin to love those opportunities to gain wisdom. Yes, even through the trials and the struggles, you will begin to appreciate and love those experiences because that's when you gain more wisdom and you gain more love and you gain more understanding. He watches over us. That wisdom and knowledge that he passes on to us watches over us and protects us. So as I learned to change my outer layer to not be the aloof, standoffish, distant persona that I had put off for so long, I'm learning that I have to show who I am as a true person, who I really am. And Psalm 25:21 states, "May integrity and uprightness protect me because my hope, Lord, is in you." I strive on a daily basis and fall short most of the time in building upon the characters that I so want to have. I want to be a person of integrity. I want to be a person that's upright. I want to be a person that is trustworthy and reliable. And for the most part, I am those things, but I do fall short in a lot of ways. But I want people to see that in me. I'm not perfect, far from it, but But I am learning and I am gaining that wisdom and I am relying on God to be that strength, to be that protector, to show me his love so that I can allow that to seep into that very tough outer exterior that I have, penetrate that protective layer that I've put everyone off with. Christ assures me with his love, because in 1 Corinthians 13:7, love, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. His love for me always protects me. It always has me trusting him. It always has me hopeful. And it always makes me want to persevere when I open myself up to it. So as I've started to break down this tough outer layer that I use to protect all my other layers, my identity, my beauty, my body, my heart, as I've let down that first tough layer, I discovered that I needed to surrender my selfish self. I needed to let go of all that selfishness of protection that I had put around me. And for the longest time, part of my protection was the weight that I kept on for so long. It allowed people not to get close to me because they didn't want to come up and talk to me or approach me whenever I was out, which was very rarely, but I did attend my kids' sporting events and was very supportive of my children. But it stopped people from approaching me and talking to me. Now, I am conscious every day to not let my selfish self get in the way of what my true self, the self that he created me to be, is showing. That, you know, my selfish self is still going to rear its ugly head, and I'm still going to be protective at times, and I'm still going to be struggle with that, but I am conscious every day to make a decision that when I catch myself, that I realize that I need to turn and surrender my selfish self over to him. And that I know, because I have hope and I have love and that I have wisdom that I'm gaining through my faith in Christ, that I can start to let down those layers. I can start to put them aside and let him penetrate deep into my heart. So that's it for this week as we talk about pulling the layers back on that tough first outer layer and my experience with that. And I hope that this just gives you encouragement that you too can start to break through the tough outer exterior that you have, that you really can start to allow people to get in. And even if it's just your close family that you haven't let into your heart because of past hurts, past pains, that as you start to really pull back the layer of that tough exterior, to let Christ really penetrate that, to really accept him in his fullness and allow him to start filling in the cracks of that layer as you pull it back. And that way you can move on to taking a look at the next layer, which is going to be next week. We're going to talk about pulling back the layer of our identity and how our identity is developed in Christ and how our selfish identity leads us to be in a very bad place. So I'm excited to share with you. I hope you will get everything that you can out of this series about pulling back the layers and allowing God to get into your heart. Have a great one, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.